Postal Service Sati Gayung Tsalhut Kang Gusanun President Damunlu Matumi Iralumi Kan Hluting Atun Rik Tsathu Kali Kiwit Coronavirus Sak Mai Pilhani Aki Ting Ikhilik Niluku Kang Gusat Pilhuyak $13 billion Igayukat Tawam $10 billion Navram Kbiluting President Trump Inglulago Igayukat Postal Service at Ranshut Igayun Rilkatsting Umrakhkauchik Niluting Damana Aren Kesugut Mutiku Kalas Kaminunan Galikiwikun Chatkit Lata Enkujami Mirak Ranshuk Isenberg Huitsap Gutmi Kangusanun Ivrich Niluku Manna Jum kaki kita kulu kipis koyak nilu kita kuam, ikin kau kasihkan yufir nak nilu ku, merkaus kita lipis hot, alas kami utkan ruts kumalu ki ngait nilu ku kali kiwik kan shok dotan piuk ngani lu ni ta kuam cemi rah kau nilu ku, naskik tuf kena ku ta kuam kaisun cemi shkat, Asamisu Nunatorni Musviknun Musviulalrenun Igayokak Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska Kwani Khatali Agi Gitil Gamchnik Ilakluguna $3 million Amlhtalrim Healthcare Fundam Ayaknilhm 2019 Ami Tiuklit Gulen Grantat Unagi Ji Malhut Ganruyao Jimmy Res Nation Foundation Namuna Arulat Lacha Ganchtut Agi Gitil Gat Mai Biarni Lugu Arn Resucht Hata Jangalam Nassini Nuna Jorni Musviulal Rit Imiri Hungaluten Aturiuk Mchnik Bisut Ganik Uptsut Gamchnik Lu Arn Resugskunen Tiuklirmi Unagi Jimal Rit Ilanklut Gangirnami Nudaram Klinik Gah Gata Jakkainik Toisu Manariagalal Rit Alaska Mitali Biuhungaut Tahua Malihtaku Tahkaulutin Tukuliutnun Alaska Department of Fish and Game at Ranchtu Toten Native Village of Queen Hami Resolution Nam Matumnitilim Tiuklani Bilhut State Ampistai Bilhuya Kait Umrisklugu Manariagalalhat Queen Hami Manariagalalhut Gegmi Nknik Bilalren Kranichtu Mi Arali Misu Togam State Ampistai Kranichtu Egin Gaucht Zuhulugu State Ami Manariagalalhat Kranichtu Kuih Bim Buskok Fimsu Awadini Manarilugi Nrang Naglarni Lugi Togam Manariagalalrit Sport Fishing Am Kbilakait Malichtaku Tachgau Nilugi Nunat Biskut Taitnun Achtak Gluten Asan Gnunan Gbigunen Kwasuki Busfiknak Gunen Manaria Gwimchni Tali Suki Night Gnait Kanrit Subadu Mak Suki Pilarach Gauni Luki Asat Suyut Maskuch Pgnagi Manara Gata Bech Gauni Luki Toi Su Akermi Mamdrischmi COVID-19 Am Gnau Su Lrechtang Schani Matumni Dilim Tiuklani Juklikai daya galalri nunamchnun. Khani hua utch tukungaut akkermun ayaschit damakumiu tawam tkiskunin quarantine narach gauluten. Nimmchni gingu nirmchni witach gauluten witaschuttaitlu agi meraun ritarni rinrni anqtach bgnaten. Asanun tlu nunanun bilhukun ngawat mchni tali doden bech gauluten. Jali kan kutay ta sa nununanun ayagas kufkunagi mutnakshit kingan pihungani lugi. Jali sudama kumiyungun rilingut ki puzvihchuka tanunamh ni kayaga ukharlugi pehkaw ni lugi kwasu uki khiyulgit. Nain klag misu mikilingut utkhtlarach kaulutin jali sukuzilgit. Iyong kalalagyanun ilaklugu kibuzwilig nun pehkaw fkunatin. Kuyuktlhit su kulin chiplu kwamlhtas chiga natin. Jali su meskan gadulakak kaulutin. Aliumatnik su sanitizeranik su jali bigang kakun gadulakak kaulutin. Dawam bisulrit jali chiyunganit dun bihungani lugi. Dawam alhkuna bukilugutangan ktun nalalrit. Jali tamakut murilk ganichait. Jali su tribal court amchni tamakut murilk vzachtikni lugi. Doi sugui sugmi ayagalri tsuklishuit COVID-19 aksaktskum afgnagunun amchni tawam amsriq suting tangan kemni nakshan klu gui sugmun itkhuti lalrit. Boris Ipchukak incident commander agat Ganchtuk Tribal Council agat guichlugmi tutuklishuni lugu tukulibzaag lugi bitklugi daangan gmni nakshanag lu tkiwt lalgid amlgiq tlxid ilaludin disitjaam gamlhtalgaam gaagim fainag lugi zali lusnoo masinaad khallu Nunakoh judit tigulugu taangan gmni nakshanag lu ayaga tilgid. Jali su piskutaw natin ayagal rito nung kukalhan kingon in sikse marnat kanon tkilo ko finalak tikkait. Jali pilo ting umikon it $1,000 ti si cham kaki mag ilah kaulo ko na kukas katuta mana piskun. Jali su nunakok tutait tukus tigat fukarak kaulo ki tanghalak ikuklit nat kanon. Kuin kami sutali iralum illa tama kumingun hilngut nunam khnun pisjigat lhkat khallu tama kumiut ayagas jigat lhkat tiuklirmi tingmirvim nang lhkanun pilhuya kutwani khatakwam kayangu tanu tita nang lhkanun taktu jagat Tribal Council lagit pilhu tikhiluku Native Corporation Board of Directors at Tanh tutking ang pinakalit nunam nun pihungani lugi. Jali su tama kumiyong ulit iprili tahpail kan tama kumiyong ulit. Utak nga luting kuin hamun tkisko ng tawam quarantina kakaw luting uitawim hnagan katahp kanatang nilagot taitlo aki maraon ritarni ikanarni pehkaw luting. Doyle Mountain Village Armyw bisulga nan lwtid lchod iol chod sgad hesag ael chwg dyma gyn snow machine am i gwn bing air idmi wdcht yn rydllad ni llwdoi iol lwgw stam i rydmi dyng y meirfig gwlwn ryd armi stid am dygwstau ni dalil rhaim ag yn pedra sagan lchwg Hesag na lag llwn i lwgw dwmiar am y Mountain Village am sgem yn beim llw agwn lig yn mag un rymi adagw mi 7.30 mnw'n ni ni. A sy'ch llwn ni mwt nawna ni llw Facebook am i llw ni dili mi goni gwyaw i glchwi i ochtl ni i gai ochtl ni llw gan llwn ni gingwn rymi ni basg am i wydall ni gwyaw llwgw. Chwadn gan ymdrygad bydawd gwyana i lag llwta biwch ti.
Happy Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Let's take a look at the KYUQ weather for Bethel and the Crisco Quim Delta today. Cloudy with a chance of rain, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Tonight, rain and snow likely this evening, then rain and snow likely after midnight. For the lower Crisco Quim Valley today, rain and snow likely this morning. Then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Tonight, a chance of rain, then rain after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. For the coast waters of the Kuskokwim Delta, today, southeast wind 30 knots, diminishing to 20 knots in the afternoon, sea 6 feet. Tonight, southeast wind 15 knots, rain, and for Anchorage today, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., patchy fog before 1 p.m., Tonight, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 36. And for the Bethel tides, a low tide of half of a foot at 8 a.m. and a high tide of 1 foot at 2:15 p.m. First light, 6:36 a.m., sunrise time, 7:24 a.m., sunset time, 10:08 p.m., and last light at 10:56 p.m.
And here are the tundra drums for today, Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. The Bethel Court will continue operating, but has reduced its public access hours to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday through Friday. It will continue to remain open for customer service via telephone and email during regular business hours. More information at 543-2298. If you have any Tundra Drums announcements, please email your announcements to radio@kyuk.org. You can also call 543-3131. Granted for listening to KYUK 640 AM, broadcasting the voice of the Kuskokwim Delta from Bethel, Alaska.
Native Americans are more likely to experience a lack of access to clean water. That's among the findings in a 2019 report that supports previous studies showing contamination and poor infrastructure hinder access to one of life's basic needs. We'll hear from tribes working to improve access to clean water on the next Native America Calling.
That's right here on KYUK 640 AM, just following Coffee at KYUK, which starts now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. And on the phone with me, our own Katie Basil and Bethel Community Service Foundation's Michelle DeWitt. Good morning, ladies. I can only imagine that we're going to talk about Ice Classic and possibly the melt.
Thanks, Grady. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for coming on air this morning. How are you? Good. Good morning, Katie and Grady.
Good morning.
So just a little intro for Michelle. Michelle DeWitt is the Executive Director of Bethel Community Services Foundation, or BCSF. And BCSF has been heavily involved in local COVID-19 relief efforts, including a new fund for nonprofits and a community mask-making project. And on a separate note, BCSF is also the sponsoring organization for the Kuskokwim Ice Classic, which we'll be talking about this morning. But to start, Michelle, it looks like BCSF has been busy with new and perhaps unprecedented projects. Can you tell me how things have changed in your work over the last month?
Yeah, so I think like everyone who's listening, our lives have been changed pretty abruptly in response to COVID-19. And depending on kind of what line of work we're all in, it affects folks differently. And for us, that has meant getting involved in two projects, and one is a local philanthropic approach to COVID-19 through creating a fund, and the other is providing some assistance to YKHC, helping with volunteer management of mask sewing. That's great. And can you tell me, I believe it's called the YK Delta COVID-19 Response Fund. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Yes. So, it's been about almost 2 weeks ago we opened a fund that would allow for donors to give specifically to COVID-19 related needs in the YK Delta. And initially, our board of directors agreed to match the first $5,000 in individual gifts, which we received in like maybe 4 days. And we then received an additional gift from Chalista Corporation, which was very generous. And since then, we've received a number of additional contributions. And so we wanted this vehicle for giving to YK Delta-based groups to ensure that we have a source of funds being implemented locally to meet the needs of local organizations. And we really want to thank folks for the overwhelming support and remind people that we're still accepting donations. We have identified a few priority areas that we will make grants towards, but really we're open to whatever applicants say they need. And the first round of grants is open now through Friday. And you can find information if you're working for an organization that might be interested or a tribe at bcsfoundation.org. We'll put that in the show notes. And so did you say the deadline is Friday?
Yeah, Friday at 5 is the deadline. It's extremely simple. We can provide folks with a Word or PDF document if they prefer, but it is all online. And those grants will award 8 grants of $2,000 each in the first round. And we know there'll be at least one more round of funding.
Okay. And BCSF is really well connected with nonprofits in the region. Do you have any other ideas for folks who want to support nonprofits during this time but aren't sure what to do?
Yeah. So a lot of our nonprofits have also been – there's a couple of ways, right? So there's nonprofits have also been trying to figure out ways to make sure their staff have – masks if they are coming to work, so folks who have sewing skills can check in with them to see if they have any needs for their staff or for their participants in their programs, for those that are not able to close their doors and continue to provide essential services. So there's that. There's also, you know, potentially ways that people can volunteer for different groups from home, depending on the organization and their needs. And there's certainly financial needs. And so we really encourage people who want to give to specific purposes to reach out to our local and regional groups to find out what their gaps are and make a direct contribution. And for people who aren't sure exactly where they want to give or just want to make sure it goes to where it's needed, then the fund with BCSF is a good alternative.
Great. And so you mentioned the mask making effort, which I think a lot of people have probably seen buzz about that online. How many masks have been collected so far?
So from the volunteer community effort, we have received 4,333 masks as of this morning.
Wow.
So that's a huge number. It's really something I think we can celebrate in the community that people scrambled and produced that number of masks. And these are the ones that are the medical material, the medical grade material. It's a sterilization wrap that's used to sterilize instruments. And the material's been provided by the YK Dental Department. They've brought it over to us. Volunteers have cut it. We or volunteers assemble it into kits, and then they go out into the community, get sewn, and come back. So that's so impressive, I think, and so wonderful about Bethel to have reached that number. While we're doing that with volunteers, the dental department is also every day producing masks, sewing masks. Their dental assistants and dentists and so on are working on that project. And they can produce, you know, between like 400 and 600 a day, we're hearing. So they're also like producing this really huge inventory for YKHC use. I do want to share that this particular effort is YKHC material that goes back to YKHC. And when the masks are completed, they're sterilized and then they're distributed. I heard this morning that every single village has received a shipment to their clinic of these masks. And, you know, I'm sure some are left in Bethel for YKHC staff and patient use. But one of the main goals was to get them to villages, and every village has received a shipment at this point, which is really fantastic.
That's an incredible effort. Before we run out of time, I'd like to talk about the Ice Classic. So most of our listeners know that the Ice Classic is the annual competition to guess what day and time the Kuskokwim River ice will move the tripod in front of Bethel, which trips a wire on a clock. And I imagine the Ice Classic's being run a little differently this year because we all have to practice social distancing. Can you talk about some of the changes?
Yeah, the Ice Classic is going to be very different this year, as you can imagine. Our volunteers that typically sell tickets or guests just won't be able to be visible in the community. So we're really pushing customers to call our sales phone. That number is 545-8483. I think we all need to do our part in eliminating as much in-person interaction as possible. So the phone is really going to be the way that Ice Classic tickets are sold this year. We still have groups benefiting, local groups who'd applied before we knew how the sorts of conditions we'd be facing with COVID-19, so they will still benefit. But the jackpot will be a 50-50 this year. It won't be a predetermined jackpot as we've had in the past. So 50-50 jackpot. Ice Classic sales phone. We have a figure that Stan Corp made for us that Kate McWilliams painted that's sitting up at AC, and we're going to get one up at Swanson's, reminding people that that's where we'd normally be, but to call us this year to purchase your Ice Classic guesses.
Okay, so make the call to purchase your guess. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes as well.
Yep.
And what groups are benefiting from ticket sales this year? Who gets that other half of the pie?
Right. So the benefiting groups this year are Bethel Friends of Canines, Delta Illusion Dance Company, the BRHS, the Bethel Regional High School Student Council, the YK Delta Lifesavers, Teens Acting Against Violence, and the Antioch Yuhuk Dance Group. And there were a couple of other groups that were going to participate, but due to closures with COVID-19, they just aren't able to, they're not at work, and so they're not able to participate this year. So those are our benefiting groups. And I should say that if you call the sales phone and you say that you want your purchase to benefit one of those groups, that group gets half of the value of your sale. And if you don't say who you want it to benefit, it just goes in the pot to benefit everyone equally.
Great. I like that we can still support youth and students even though they're not in school right now. Can you say that number one more time for me?
Yes. The Ice Classic sales phone is 545-8483. It's open. You know, the weather has allowed us to open a little late and kind of scramble to change how we do the Ice Classic. So people have been wondering when sales are open. We normally open sales on April 1st. I think we opened on like April 3rd this year. So 545-8483. The phone lines are open.
Excellent. And I think we are about out of time. Grady, do I have time for one more question? Are we done?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Oh,
well, a brief answer, though.
Okay. So with thicker ice this year, I think, you know, we've all gotten used to earlier breakups. Is the potential for a later breakup impacting the Ice Classic at all?
I think we were very fortunate because having a later breakup has allowed us to really change and sort of retrain our customers about how to interact with us this year. And I'm so thankful we started phone sales a few years ago, so a lot of folks are already accustomed to participating that way, especially people in villages. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of a shift for our Bethel customers. So we're certainly going to have a later breakup. Our deadline is super late. It's June 1. We know we'll probably have breakup before then, which means that our rule that we used last year will apply, and that's that guesses have to be in the day before breakup occurs in order to be eligible to win. So folks can wait to the last minute, but it will be tough managing that volume on the phone. So, you know, don't wait to the total last minute.
Five seconds.
We like to do that.
5 seconds to say goodbye, folks.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Thanks,
Grady.
Thank
you. Thank you. Yeah. Don't forget to be awesome to each other, folks, and have a great day.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.